This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The U.S. military says that humanitarian assistance has been delivered to Gaza after it resumed delivery from the American-built pier to the shore for onward distribution. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
More than 500 metric tons of aid on Tuesday and another more than 500 metric tons Wednesday, the first deliveries since crossings over the temporary pier were suspended due to bad weather. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says
the good news is that it's on the beach. It's a step closer to getting to the people who need it most.
The United Nations World Food Program, one of the organizations responsible for getting the aid into the hands of Palestinians in Gaza, suspended further delivery after saying its warehouses were struck by rockets late last week.
The WFP, of course, is taking the security measures that they need.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani said on Wednesday that there is a clear and firm call to end the war in Gaza. He said both sides need to be pressured to reach an agreement.
It's frustrating a lot of times. We have seen, the behavior from both parties in different occasions being, counterproductive to the efforts.
Qatar has been acting as a mediator between Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and Israel. The United Nations Security Council is likely to vote on Thursday on a British-drafted resolution that demands a halt to siege of Al-Fashir in Sudan's North Darfur region by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Diplomats said this on Wednesday. The draft text seen by Reuters also calls for an immediate halt to the fighting and for de-escalation in and around the city, and the withdrawal of all fighters that threaten the safety and security of nearly 800,000 civilians. This is VOA News. Inter-Korean relations have sunk to their lowest level in years as both countries intensify cross-border psychological warfare. The developments began with North Korea sending waste-filled balloons into the south. VOA's Bill Gallo has the details from near the Korean border.
It's a symbolic protest against South Korean activists who send forbidden materials into the north. For North Korea's leaders, any unapproved content is an existential threat. Though all is quiet for now, many residents are concerned. Nam Song-jun is a Gimpo resident. He says people are anxious, and he served in the military, so he thinks about how much trouble soldiers on the front lines are going through right now. Song Mo-ran is a Seoul resident. She says it's stupid to resort to doing the same thing as the other person. She hopes we can sit down and talk to each other soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Paju, South Korea.
The University of Cambridge has repatriated more than three dozen traditional artifacts to Uganda in a major act of restitution, welcomed by the local officials who sought them. While it is a small fraction of about 1,500 objects from Uganda that the British University has owned for a century, the Uganda Museum is expected to exhibit the objects next year. The protests in Georgia that were first triggered by the foreign agent law have changed into anti-government demonstrations. The question is whether this will build into a force powerful enough to change Georgia's future. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Giga Bokeria is chairman of the European Georgia Party.
We have elections in October. This protest will continue until then to achieve a fundamental change.
The new law requires any organization receiving more than 20% funding from overseas to register as a foreign agent. Critics have compared it to similar Russian legislation. The protesters say they will not give up. Elena Ramishvili is one of them.
We keep on protesting because we want that Europe see our protests and they support us.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, Tbilisi.
Haiti's administration swore in its new cabinet on Wednesday in a stark departure from the previous government as the country battles a deep humanitarian crisis. The cabinet announced nearly 2 weeks after Prime Minister Garry Conille was named to his post trims the number of ministers while replacing all who served in former Prime Minister Ariel Henry's cabinet. Many of the new picks were drawn from outside Haiti's political class altogether. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.